نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are now proceeding to read Surah Al-Ahzab. This is the Madani Surah after 8 Makki Surahs that we have read. After Surah Al-Nur, we had 8 Makki Surahs. Surah Al-Furqan, Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah Al-Naml, Surah Al-Qasas, Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah Al-Rum, Surah Al-Uqman, Surah Al-Sajda. And now this Surah Al-Ahzab. Just as we had 14 Makki Surahs and then Surah Al-Nur, starting from Surah Yusuf, Surah Yunus to Surah Mu'minun, there were 14 Makki Surahs, and then came the one Madani Surah, that was Surah Al-Nur. Here we had 8 Makki Surahs and then Surah Al-Ahzab. And I had told you there and then, when we were reading Surah An-Nur, that although Surah Nur is also isolatory over there, no pair is there. And in the same way, there is no pair here of Surah Al-Ahzab. This is also solitary. But they are like sisters. They can be regarded as a very beautiful pair of surahs. Subjects are very similar. You know, the subject of hijab and covering of the bodies of for women, when they go out from their houses, is given in Surah Al-Ahzab. But what are the etiquettes of covering the bodies of women within the house? That is given in Surah An-Nur. So you have these similarities. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Size also is nearly very equal. 9 sections of Surah An-Nur. 9 sections of Surah Al-Ahzab. And you'll find, you know, the ayah number 35 of Surah An-Nur was very profound. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. The simile for the light of nur that is there in the hearts of the believing people. But what is the outward reaction, outward result in the behavior? That is given in ayah number 35 of this surah. So there is a connection between Ayah 35 in Surah An-Nur and Ayah 35 of Surah Al-Ahzab. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu taqillaha wa la tuti'il kafirin wal munafiqin. Inna Allaha kana 'aliman hakima. O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fear Allah and obey nobody else except him. Wa la tuti'il kafirin. Don't obey these disbelievers, wal munafiqin, and the hypocrites. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, all-wise. وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. And follow whatever is being revealed to you from your Lord. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. Verily, Allah is aware of what you are doing. وَاتَّوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And have your faith and trust in Allah. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And Allah is sufficient as a guardian. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not placed 2 hearts in the body of a man. وَمَا جَعَلَ أَزْوَاجَكُمُ اللَّهِ تُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْهُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. And he has not accepted that when you say to your wife, you are like my mother to me, she doesn't become your mother, she's your wife. وَمَا جَعَلَ أَذِيَاكُمْ أَبْنَاكُمْ. And in the same way, your adopted sons whom you adopt, they are not your sons. ذَٰلِكُمْ خَوْلُكُمْ بِأَفْوَائِكُمْ. These are your words which you utter with your mouths. If you say to your wife, you are like my mother to me, well, it has no meaning. Wife is wife. Mother is the one who gave birth to you, not your wife. In the same way, your sons, the adopters, there is no concept of adoption in Islam. Islamic law doesn't accept it. وَاللَّهُ يَقُولُ الْحَقَّ وَهُوَ يَهْدِ السَّبِيلِ. Allah says whatever is true, and He guides you to this correct path, right way. Actually, there is a background of this surah, especially this first section, and then, you know, the details of that historical event will come in the second, third and fourth sections of this surah. The background is that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a slave, Zaid ibn Harisa. He had adopted him freed him, adopted him as his son. Now he is called Zayd ibn Muhammad. But then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there is no adoption in Islam, udu'uhum li abaihim, you have to call them with the names of their fathers. So again, this Zayd ibn Harsa was called Zayd ibn Harsa. But this grieved him. Now, to console him, the Prophet ﷺ proposed that he should marry his own cousin, cousin of Muhammad ﷺ, daughter of a aunt, paternal aunt, granddaughter of Abdul Muttalib, Zainab bint Jahash, radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was a mu'mina. Now, the Prophet proposed to Zainab and her family that they should accept Zayd and give Zainab in marriage to Zayd. The family was not ready because he had been a slave, although he has been now released from the slavery. Now he is a free man. But even then, you know, the status is not equal to a free man. He is Mawali. So they were not ready. But when the Prophet insisted, they agreed. So Zainab bint Jahash agreed to marry. But these husband and wife, they couldn't go together. Actually, Zainab couldn't give that respect to Zayd, which a wife should give to her husband. So they were not going, the family life was not going well. So Zayd decided to divorce her. Now the Prophet thought, in the beginning I compelled them that they should accept Zayd and they should give Zainab in marriage to Zayd. Now if Zayd divorces him, her, it will be a shock for them. Absolutely a degradation. So now the only way of consoling Zainab would be that I should marry her myself. Then she will be consoled. First I compelled her to accept Zayd as her husband. She was reluctant. And now Zayd is divorcing him. So he kept saying to Zayd, keep her with you, don't divorce her. Things will be better. But he had in his mind that if he divorces, then there is no way other than he will have to marry her. But what will happen? What will people say? Well, Zayd was his adopted son. So she is the wife of the adopted son. And according to the Arabian customs, adopted son was just equal to son. So people will, you know, raise a hue and cry. What has happened to this person? He says he is a prophet, he is a messenger of Allah. And he is going so low, he is marrying the divorced wife of his own son, adopted son. So that was the fear that Muhammad had in mind. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that this matter should be settled once for all. That adopted sons are nothing and no relations can become forbidden due to this adoption. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the heavens, he decided that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam marry Hazrat Zainab. So this is the historical background of this surah. Udu'uhum li'abaihim, call them with the names of their fathers, the adopted sons. You should say Zayd ibn Muhammad. You should say Zayd ibn Harsa. Huwa aqsatu indallah, that is most equitable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'in lam ta'lamu abaahum, and if you don't know their fathers, who are their fathers? Just as in this society, now many people don't know who were their fathers. So now they say, okay, tell us the name of your mother. So but here, you know, maybe there could be someone whose father was unknown. فَإِن لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَبَاهُمْ, if you don't know their fathers, فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ, even then they are your brothers in deen, in religion. وَمَوَالِيكُمْ, and they are friends. وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا أَخْطَأْتُمْ بِهِ, and there is no blame on you if you have sometimes mistaken. وَلَكِمْ مَا تَعَمَّدَتْ قُلُوبَكُمْ, but so ever you earn with the intentions of your hearts, that is, for that you will be held responsible. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا, and verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, merciful. النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, the Prophet is closer and dearer to all the believers than their own selves, than their own lives. وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ and his wives are like mothers to them. أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي الله تعالى عنهن they are the mothers of the Ummah. أم المؤمنين أم المؤمنين أم المؤمنين عائشة أم المؤمنين حفصة أم المؤمنين أم سلمة they are all mothers. They are mothers for this Ummah. وَأُولُو الْأَرْحَابِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلَى بِبَعْضٍ and those who are related by blood relations, relations of the womb of the mothers. Well, they are closer to each other فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ in the divine law, in Sharia. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ then the other believers and the muhajirin. But إِلَّا أَن تَفْعَلُوا إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَاءَكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا you can do good to your friends. Well, there was someone muhajir, he was declared to be brother of an Ansari, you do good to him. But he will not be inheritor. Inheritor will be only your own sons and your own daughters and so on and so forth. They will not be included in the inheritance. This is there in Suratul Anfal also. إِلَّا أَن تَفْعَلُوا إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَاءَكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا during your lifetime, you can do any good to them. You can gift them. You can help them. كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْتُورًا this has already been inscribed in the book. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ and when we took a covenant from all the prophets, وَمِنْكَ and we took it from you also, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَمِنْ نُوحٍ and from Nuh, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ and Ibrahim, وَمُوسَى and Musa, وَإِسَى, Isa ibn Maryam and from the Isa, son of Maryam, وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا and we had taken from all of them a very solemn covenant. This covenant we have read in Surah Ali Imran. There's the detail. لِيَسْأَلُ الصَّادِقِينَ عَنْ صِدْقِهِمْ so that Allah would question the truthful peoples regarding their truth. وَعَدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا but He has prepared for the disbelievers a very painful chastisement. Now in the two sections that are coming, there is a narration of the conditions of Ghazwatul Ahzab, the Battle of the Trenches. The background is that after Uhud, now, the people of Quraysh, mostly, they were not thinking that they should invade again. But the Jews who had been turned out from Medina, Banu Qainqa, Banu Nuzair, they conspired. They went to Khaybar and asked the Jews of Khaybar, they should come and invade Medina. They went to Makkah. They said, oh, Quraysh, you try again, once again, we shall help you from inside. But you try it. And even they went to the eastern side of Arabia, Banu Ghatfan, of the tribes of the Najd. And they, you know, included them also in this conspiracy. So as a result, an army of 12,000 people came and surrounded Medina. It was a very big event. A small township, not a town even, small township, a few thousand people living over there. And 12,000 men surrounding it, fully equipped with all the machinery for their war and what the weapons that they needed. So this was the hardest test for the believers. Whether they forbear it, persevere, they stand firm, loyal to Allah and His Messenger, or if there is any disease in their hearts, it shows out. So this is actually what we read yesterday, last night, in Suratul Ankabut. أَحَسَبَ النَّاسُ وَيُتْرَكُوا يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ And then later, وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ Allah is going to make distinct who is a real believer, true believer, and who is a hypocrite. And only after testing you can know it. Otherwise, they are intermingled with each other. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, recall, uskuru, recall, ni'matallahi alaykum, the blessing of Allah that came to you. Is jaatkum junudun, when many armies came over you, not jund, junud. Now this is because a conglomeration of these armies. Someone had come from south, from Mecca. Others had come from north, coming from Khaybar. And the third group had come from the east, from Najd. Is jaatkum junudun? When armies came over you, farsalna alayhim rihan. What happened actually? About for 1 month, there was a sort of standoff between two armies, because the advice was given by Salman Farsi رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ that in such conditions, when it becomes difficult to fight your enemy in the open field, in Iran, in Persia, we dig trenches to save ourselves, defend ourselves beyond these trenches, before these trenches. So the trenches were dug by the command of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam under the advice of Salman Farsi رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, and they couldn't cross it. So they stayed there for about a month. But then a very big, a wind came, very strong wind, and it took away their tents, etc. And the hearths on which they were cooking their meals, due to that fire, whole the camps got ablaze and caught fire, and then they went away without achieving anything. Only two or three, people came by, crossing this trench. But, then there was one, Abd ibn Wadd. He was a very big and, very brave person, 90 years old. And he used to be called the bravest man in Arabia. So he came over and he said, okay, let somebody come and meet me. Hazrat Ali came forward, radiallahu ta'ala. Now Hazrat Ali was a short stretcher and just young man. He laughed. Who are you? You want to fight me? He said, yes. Okay. Then he said, I give three wishes to a person who comes to fight with me, so that I can grant any of his wish. Do you have any wishes? Ali said, yes. My first wish is you become Muslim. He said, no. Nothing doing. Okay. My second is you go back from this fight. He said, no. Third, Ali said, okay, come and fight me. And he was astonished. Oh, I never thought there is any person in this world who can invite me. Come and fight me. But he was put to death by Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ عنہ, sent to the hell. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ جَاءَتْكُمْ جُنُودًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا. We sent a wind over them. وَجُنُودًا لَن تَرَوْهَا. And we sent armies which you couldn't see, armies of angels. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا. And verily, whatever you were doing, Allah was seeing. إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ. When they come over you from above you, that is from the north, from Khaybar. وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. And from lower area of Arabia, from you, and that was Hijaz, down to Makkah. إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ. And when the eyes swerved, وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ. And the hearts, in fear, they reach the throats. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. And now you were having doubts about Allah in your minds. هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. At that time, the believers were tried. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. And they were shaken with a severe shaking. With the result that, وَإِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ. Now the munafiqeen, they said, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِ مَرَضٌ. And those in whose hearts was a disease. مَا وَعَدُنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Whatever promises were made to us by Allah and His Messenger, they have proved to be false promises. Muhammad had promised us that we shall conquer Rome and we shall conquer Persia and we shall have, lot of bounties and booties and everything. What has happened to us? Now it seems the game is finished. We are in no way in a position to fight this host of 12,000 people. Whole of Arabia, so to say, has joined hands against us. The Jews from the north, the Quraysh from the south, and Banu Ghatfan from the east, very fierce fighters. So their nifaq, their hypocrisy, that came out from their hearts on their tongues. وَإِذْ قَالَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَا أَهْلَ يَثْرِبَ. And some of them were saying, او پیپل آف یسرب، یسرب از دی نیم آف مدینہ بفور محمد کیم اوور دیئر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لا مقام لکم، دیر از نو اسٹینڈ فار یو، ناؤ یو کانٹ اسٹینڈ ہیئر، اٹس امپاسبل، یو کانٹ فائٹ دس آرمی، فرجعو، گو بیک. ویستاذن فریق منہم، اینڈ سم آف دی پیپل امنگ دیم، دے ور آسکنگ دی پرمیشن النبی فرام دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، یقولون سیئنگ ان بیوتنا اورا، اور ہاؤسز آر ایکسپوزڈ، مے بی وی آر ہیئر اینڈ دی اینمی کمز اینڈ اٹیکس دی اور ہاؤسز، اور ویمن فوک آر دیئر، اور چلڈرن آر دیئر، سو پلیز گیو اس دی پرمیشن، وی گو اینڈ گارڈ اوور ہاؤسز، وما ہی بے اورا اینڈ دے ور ناٹ ایکسپوزڈ، ان یریدون الا فرارا، اونلی وٹ دے وانٹڈ واز ٹو فلی فرام دی بیٹل فیلڈ. ولو دخلت علیہم من اقطارها، and if an entrance had been forced against them by the enemy from all sides, summa soilul fitna, and then they were asked to sedition and renegade, you leave Islam and come back and you should stand in revolt against Muhammad, ma talab atauha wa ma talabasu biha illa yasira, they would have certainly accepted it and would have not hesitated about it but slightly. This is the condition of the munafiqeen. وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا عَهَدُ اللَّهَ مِنْ قَبْلِ، and they had been promising Allah beforehand. They had made a firm covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يُوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارِ، they will not turn their backs from the battlefields. وَكَانَ عَهَدُ اللَّهِ مَسْئُولَ، and verily the covenant made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be asked about. What did you do with that covenant? You fulfill it or you broke it? قُلْ لَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْفِرَارِ، say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this flight from this battlefield will not be able to give you any benefit. In farartum min al-maut, if you want to fly away from death, death can come into your houses. Are you sure death will not come? The angel of death cannot enter your house. Avil qatl, or slaughter. Wa iza la tumatta'una illa qaleela, even if you are not killed here, but you have to die. You cannot hope to live forever in this world. قُلْ مَنْ قَلَّذِي يَعْصِمُكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ، tell them, who is the one who can save you and protect you against Allah? إِنْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ سُوًا، if Allah intends something bad for you. أَوْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ رَحْمَةً، and if Allah intends some mercy for you, who can stop it? وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا، and they will not find besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any protector or no friend. قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الْمُعَوِّقِينَ مِنْكُمْ، Allah very well knows those who hinder others. Don't go. وَالْقَائِلِينَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ، and who say to their brothers, هَلُمَّ إِلَيْنَا، come back to us. Come back from the battlefield. وَلَا يَعْتُونَ الْبَعْسَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا، and they themselves don't go there to the battlefield, but only very little. For a while they came and then went back, slipped away. Ashihatan alaykum, they are very miserly for you, O Mu'mineen, O believers. They don't want that any good should come to you. فَإِذَا جَعَلْ خَوْفُ رَأَيْتَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ تَدُورُ آيَنُهُمْ كَالَّذِي يُخْشَى عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ، when there is a condition of fear and danger, you will see them looking to you, their eyes rolling like one who swoons of death. If death is coming, you know, and the eyes are going to this direction, that direction, this is the condition, because they care very much for their lives. And when, you know, there is a fighting, there is the risk of life. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الْخَوْفِ، and when that fear has gone, سَلَقُوكُمْ بِأَلْسِنَةٍ حِدَادٍ، now they attack you with very sharp tongues. أَشِيهَةٍ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ، being covetous of the best spoils that you have. أُولَٰئِكَ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا، actually these people never believed. They said they believe, they were not true believers. They had the guise of Islam only. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. You know, this is the first ayah of the second section of Surah Al-Baqarah. Three categories of people discussed in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. The true mu'mineen, and this is their character. Then those who had decided finally not to accept Islam. And for them it is equal whether you warn them or not. Kuffar. Khatam Allahu ala qulubihim. On their hearts a seal has been put. And third is the category in between. They say we are Muslim and believers, but they are not Muslims. اولئک لم یؤمنوا فاحبط اللہ اعمالہم. سو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہیز میڈ آل دیئر گڈ ڈیڈز فروٹ لیس. وٹ ڈز اٹ مین؟ دے ہیو بین پریئنگ, آفرنگ پریئرز انڈر دی امامہ آف محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان دی ماسک آف دی پروفیٹ. دیز آر گڈ ڈیڈز, بٹ ایکچولی بیکاز دے ڈیڈنٹ ہیو دی ریئل فیتھ ان دیئر ہارٹس, سو آل دیئر گڈ ڈیڈز ہیو گون ان وین, فروٹ لیس. وکان ذالک علی اللہ یسیرا, اینڈ دس از ویری ایزی فار اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی. یحسبون الاحزاب لم یذهبوا, وین دوز گروپس اینڈ دوز آرمیز ہیڈ گون بیک, ایون دین یو نو دی فیئر واز سو گریٹ دیٹ دیز منافقین تھاٹ دے ہیو ناٹ گون, دے مائٹ کم, دے مائٹ ریٹرن ایٹ اینی ٹائم. وہی آتے الاحزاب, اینڈ اف دیز آرمیز کم بیک, یودو دے وڈ ویری مچ یو نو لائک, یودو لو انہم بادون فی الاعراب, would that we were among the people of the desert, not at Medina, not facing this situation which we are facing today. Yalunan ambaikum, and from there we would have inquired about the news, what happened at Medina. Walau kanu fikum ma qatalu illa qalila, and if they remain within you, they are not going to fight except a little. Laqad kana, now the reverse, converse side. On the one side is munafiqeen, their nifaq came from their hearts on their tongues. On the other side, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكْرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Verily, indeed, for you, there is a best and excellent pattern and ideal and example to be followed in the person of the Prophet of Messenger of Allah. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ, but only those of you who hope to meet Allah and hope for the coming of the last day, and who remember Allah much, they will be able to avail of this model. Muhammad is a model, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for every mu'min, for every believing person. He should try to emulate him, to follow in his footsteps, to copy him in his seerah and character. This is uswa hasana, laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana. But to be able to avail this uswa hasana, to absorb this into your own characters, you have to fulfill number one, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ, who really believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ, and the last day, day of judgment, وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very much. وَلَمَّا رَعَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ, now when the true believers saw those armies, قَالُوا, they said, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, this is what was promised to us by Allah and His Messenger. Why? In Surah Al-Baqarah, just the first surah after Hijrah, that ayah had already been revealed. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, this warning was given to them in the very beginning. We shall test you, we shall try you. Some conditions of khauf, fear, then, you know, hunger, then destruction of property and even lives. All these things will come in this way. Be warned beforehand. So they said, okay, this is the same thing which the Prophet had promised to us. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, this is that test which has come now, about which the Prophet and Allah had forewarned us. وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, and whatever Allah said was true, and whatever the Messenger said came to be true. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا, and this only increased in them in faith and submission. They become more convinced, they became more submissive to Allah's will. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ, from among these believers there are men, صَدَقُوا مَا عَهْدُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, who have already fulfilled the covenant that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ, among them are those who have already fulfilled their vow, that is, they have laid down their lives, they have been martyred in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their vow is fulfilled. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ, and the others are waiting for their turn. When our turn comes, and we also lay down our lives for the cause of Islam, for the cause of the deen of Allah, and our covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fulfilled. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا, and they have made no change in their covenant. لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ صَادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ, so that Allah should give reward to the truthful for their truth. وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ إِنْ شَاءَ, and chastise these hypocrites if he likes. أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ, and maybe if he likes, he gives them a chance to apologize, to mend their ways, to change their characters, to become real Muslims and Mu'mins. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, verily Allah Ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. I told you when we were reading Suratul Nisa and Suratul Tawbah, that in those two surahs, the door of Tawbah and repenting for the munafiqeen is declared closed. سَوَاعُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَسْتَغْفَرْتَ لَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ لَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. Now it is equal for them, whether, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you ask forgiveness of Allah for them or you don't ask. Allah is not going to forgive them. And the ayah, إِنْ تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةً لَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ. Even if you ask Allah's forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah is not going to forgive them. So those doors were closed. But these surahs, Surah Ahzab in the 5th year, Surah Nisa in the 6th year, Surah Tawbah in the 9th and 8th years. So still this time, till the 5th year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the door of Tawbah and repenting open for the munafiqeen. وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْزِهِمْ, and Allah turned back those who disbelieved in Muhammad, the armies that had come. Allah sent them back. بِغَيْزِهِمْ, with their own rage. لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا, they could not have attained any good. They came in full force, 12,000 of them. They had encircled Medina. They kept staying there for a month, but nothing. They could gain nothing. وَكَفَرْ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالِ, and Allah was sufficient for fighting on behalf of the Muslims, on behalf of the Mu'mins. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ قَوِيًّا عَزِيزًا, and verily Allah is strong and mighty. وَأَنْذَرَ الَّذِينَ ظَاهَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ صَيَاصِيهِمْ. Now, another aspect of this Ghazwatul Ahzab was that the last of the three tribes which remained in Yasrib till that time, Banu Qurayza, Banu Qainqa had already gone, Banu Nuzair had already gone. Out of these three tribes, now only one, Banu Qurayza, was there. And they also broke the covenant and agreement with Muslims. And they sided with the armies which had come out from outside. There was an intrigue and conspiracy. Somehow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the believers and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the evil effects of this conspiracy. But now, when these armies had gone, there's the hadith that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was putting down his armor and his weapons, and Jibreel came to him, alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, you are putting off your weapons and armor. We have not put off our weapons. These Banu Qurayza are to be punished. So the Prophet said to the Muslims, nobody should say the afternoon prayer of Asr without reaching the place of Banu Qurayza. So people went there, then there was, you know, they encircled their township. There were fortresses actually, very strongly built. They had much weapons. They thought that we are very powerful. But then they decided to give up, surrender. There was not a fight. They surrendered, gave up. And the decision they themselves gave to Abdullah Sa'd ibn Ma'az radiallahu anhu, that whatever he decides about us, we shall accept. And he then decided that all the people who can take part in fighting, they should be killed, and the rest of the people should be taken as slaves, and all their properties be confiscated. So this worst, you know, end came to Banu Qurayza. And it is an appendix of the battle of Ahzab. وَأَنْذَرَ الَّذِينَ ظَاهَرُوهُمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought those people who had sided with them down from their fortresses, forts and fortresses. وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبَ, and he cast awe into their hearts. فَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ وَفَرِيقًا وَتَعْسِرُونَ فَرِيقًا, So some of them you are killing, and others you are making slaves. وَأَوْرَسَكُمْ أَرْضَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you inherit their lands, وَدِيَارَهُمْ, and their houses and dwellings, وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ, and their wealth and possessions, وَأَرْضًا لَنْ تَتَعُوهَا, and land which you had not trampled under your feet. No fighting took place. Without that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you this. And this is, you know, called, one is ghanima. When there is fight, then there is ghanima. But this is another form of booty. And here, you know, it is all for Allah and His messenger and the poor among the Muslims. It has not to be distributed among the people who took part in the expedition. Now starts that part of the surah which deals with the battles of women, and also that special incident of Hazrat Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, because then the Prophet married him. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu qul li azwajika, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to your wives, in kuntunna turidna al-hayata ad-dunya wa zinataha, if you desire the life of this world and the adornment thereof, فَتَعَلَيْنَا, so come. أُمَتَّعْكُنَّ, I give you the comforts of this life. وَأُسَرِّحْكُنَّ سَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا, and then set you free in a beautiful way. Then you can't live in my houses. I have decided فَقْر for me. I won't have any riches. I won't avail of any facilities or comforts or luxuries. What to speak of luxuries, even comforts. I have to live as a faqir, as the lowest of the believers. Now, if you want to live with me as my wives, you have to accept this condition. But if you want, no, we should have facilities, and you know, we should have comforts of life. Now, because other believers have also much of the comforts, now they are quite rich, so why shouldn't we be given? So if you decide that, okay, come, I will give you the wealth of this world, but then you will have to depart from my houses. وَإِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and if you desire Allah and His Messenger, وَالدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ, and the house of the hereafter, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْمُحْسِنَاتِ مِنْ كُنَّ أَجْرًا عَصِيمًا, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those amongst you who do good deeds a very mighty reward. Now what was the result? They all said, we prefer Allah and His Messenger, and we accept all these conditions. So there was no parting of ways, even of a single wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya nisa an-nabiyya man yati min kunna bi fahishatin mubayyana, O wives of the Prophet, that one of you who commits a manifest indecency, something wrong, and it means, you know, adultery. Man yati min kunna bi fahishatin mubayyanatin, يُضَعَفْ لَهَا الْعَذَابُ ضِعْفَيْنِ, she will be punished twice over, because you are wife of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are living in the house of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you do, there didn't happen such an incident, not at all, ma'azallah. But you know, the guidance is being given that if you commit something wrong, so you will be punished twice. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا, and this is very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think that Allah can't do it because you are the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, Allah would do it. And you know, the wife of Hazrat Lut was left behind with the kuffar to taste the chastisement. So this is, you know, if any one of you takes to that path, that would be the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَقْنُطْ مِنْ كُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, and whosoever among you keeps obedient to Allah and His Messenger, وَتَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, and keeps on doing good deeds, نُوْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّةً, we shall give her reward also twice over. وَعَتَدْنَا لَهَا رِزْقًا كَرِيمًا, and we have prepared for them a generous sustenance. Why this twice? Because now you will be the examples for the women of the Muslims. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, please note, the life and character of Muhammad is an ideal example to be followed by all men. Whether a teacher or a preacher or a fighter or a ruler or a judge, any position. All positions were there which were held by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As father, as husband, any position that you can have in this world, you will find the uswa of Muhammad in that position also. If you are a ruler, Muhammad ruled sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did he rule? If you are a father, what type of a father Muhammad was sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If you are a husband, what type of a husband Muhammad was sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You have all these examples. If you are you are commanding an army, what type of a commander in chief Muhammad was sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There is no position. If you are an imam of a masjid, Muhammad was imam. If you are a khatib of a masjid, Muhammad was a khatib. If you are a purifier of the souls of the people, he purified the souls of the people. So in any condition you might be, the males, for you complete model is Muhammad. But for women, he is not the complete model. He is not a woman. For the feminine part of their lives and characters, they need model. Now the wives of Muhammad are in that position, model. So if you adopt that exemplary, you know, model character, then you will be given reward for that. So that the women of Ummah, they should follow you. They should follow Aisha, Hafsa, Umm Salama. All these are models for them. So that is why their reward will also going to be double. يا نساء النبي لستن كاهد من النساء ان اتقيتن فلا تخزعن بالقول. O wives of the Prophet, you are not like ordinary women. ان اتقيتن, if you have the God, fear of God in you, فلا تخزعن بالقول. Don't be very complacent and soft in your voices, in your saying. فيطمع الذي في قلبه مرض. So that a person who has some disease in his heart might nourish a desire for you. فَيَتْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ وَقُلْنَ قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفًا. And you should say straight words only. You know, voice of woman also has a sex appeal for the male person. If a woman is speaking very softly, very politely, maybe that a person, if he is diseased himself, he, you know, harbors some hope that perhaps she is inclined towards me. So you have to be harsh. When you address the other men, you should be very harsh, not very soft. وَقَرْنَ فِي بِيُوتِكُنَّا. And stay in your houses. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرَّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. And don't display your adornment like the displaying of the time of the former paganism when Islam had not come. What was your, what did you do? Women, you know, with the best makeup and best dress, going out to show off to the people so that people should look towards them. Well, this was the practice of the women over there in the Jahiliyyah before Islam. Now, Allah is saying, now stop this. Now your social order is going to change. And first to change must be the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to the principle, charity begins at home. So the revolution, the social revolution that was coming now in Medina, it started from the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And first of all, they were chastised that you should do this, that this, and this, and this. Not chastised, they were educated and trained. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى وَاقِمْنَ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish prayers. وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةِ. And continue paying zakah. وَآتَيْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And obey Allah and His Messenger. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Allah desires to take away from you all abominations and evils, and so that to purify you to the extreme purification. He wants to purify you, O wives of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that you become a befitting model for the women of the Muslim Ummah. وَاسْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And remember what is recited by the Prophet in your houses from the revelations of Allah and the wisdom. Inna Allah kana latifan khabira. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is subtle and aware. Inna al-Muslimin. Now this is ayah number 35, which I mentioned in the beginning. Ayah number 35 of Surah An-Nur. Allahu nuru samawati wal ardi masal nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah ila akhri al-ayah. The similitude for the iman in the hearts. Now the iman is in the hearts. What is the external appearance of that iman? How it iman appears in the actions and characters. Now, this is a very, very important ayah, because here, side by side, males and females, repeatedly they are mentioned. That all these things are open. Not only for males, not men. All these things are open for women also. And you know, this moral equality between man and woman, Quran, this ayah is the proof of it. Legally, there are differences. The social system, the family system, there are differences. Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. They are the rulers of the household, men, not women. But moral, spiritual, these two things, absolutely, man and woman are equal. Innal muslimina wal muslimat. Verily, the Muslim males and females, wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, and believing men and women, wal qanitina wal qanitat, and obeying men and women, was sadiqina was sadiqat, and truthful men and women, was sabirina was sabirat, and those who are persevering among the men and the women, wal khashiina wal khashiat, and those men who are humble, and those women who are humble, was mutasaddiqina wal mutasaddiqat, and the charitable men and the charitable women, was saimina was saimat, and the men who fast and the fasting women, wal hafizina furujahum, and the men who guard their private parts, wal hafizat, in the same way, the women who guard their private parts, was zakirin Allah kaseeran was zakirat, and those men who remember Allah much, and in the same way, those women who remember Allah much, a'addallahu lahum maghfiratan wa ajran azima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for all of them the forgiveness and a very big reward, very honorable and mighty reward. So, have you counted how many are these attributes? Ten. You know, ten qualities for males and females. There's equality. You can achieve. Go ahead. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ أَمْرًا. And it is not behoved. It doesn't behove a Muslim woman and a man that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have decided something, أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ, that they think that they have a choice. Till such time that Allah's command doesn't come, you have a choice, do it or not do it. But when the chance, when the command comes, you have to do it. Now there's no choice, no option for a mu'min who believes in Allah and His Messenger. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. And whosoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, so he or she has gone very far away, astraying. Now this is actually, in the background I told you, that when Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted that Zainab bint Jahash should be married to Zaid ibn Harisa, neither Zainab was ready to do it, nor the family. But because this was the wish of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they surrendered. So, مَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ. It doesn't behove of a believing man or a believing woman. إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا. When Allah and His Messenger have decided something, أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةِ, that they think even now we have some option. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Whosoever disobeys, they said, okay, whatever is the command. And Zainab bint Jahash agreed. But then what happened? They were not going together well. وَإِسْتَقُولُ لِلَّذِي أَرَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. And recall, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, when you were saying to the person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed, وَأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ, and you also had been very merciful to him, أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكَ, keep your wife with you, don't divorce. When the news came to the Prophet that Zaid is going to divorce, called him, what are you doing? Keep your wife with you. Don't divorce her. وَاتَّقِ اللَّهِ, fear Allah. I compelled her to marry you. Now you are going to divorce. This slot is going to come to her. وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ. And you are hiding in your heart which Allah was going to make clear, to open. Now from this, you know, the enemies of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they have concocted stories that actually he wanted to marry her. And he actually forced Zaid. When Zaid came to know that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is interested in Zainab, then he decided to divorce. Now this is the story which is being said by these people, Orientalists, etc., who are the enemies of Islam. But it has no truth whatsoever. She was cousin of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Muhammad had seen her coming up of age. And what was in the heart of Muhammad was only that, what would people say? That she was the wife of his adopted son. How can he marry the wife of an adopted son? Although he has divorced, but she was the wife of the adopted son. And adopted son in their society was just equal to the real son. That was the thing that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was fearing. وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ And you were considering in your mind that Allah was going to disclose. وَتَخْشَ النَّاسِ And you were fearing the people. وَاللَّهُ أَحَقُّ أَن تَخْشَوْا And Allah has more right that you should fear Him. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَتَرَى When finally Zaid divorced her, زَوَّجْنَا كَهَا Now we have joined her in marriage to you. This is our command. Now you have to do it. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zawwajnaka, we have given her in marriage to you already. That is why Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say, and so to say, boast to other, you know, wives of the Prophet. You were married here. My marriage was solemnized on the heaven. Your marriages were solemnized on this earth. My marriage was solemnized with Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the heaven. Allah solemnized the marriage. My marriage with Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. زَوَّجْنَا كَهَا لَكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَرَجٌ So that there should not remain on the believers any blame regarding فِي أَزْوَاجِ أَدْعِيَائِهِمْ regarding the wives of their adopted sons إِذَا قَضَوْ مِنْهُنَّ وَتْرَى when they have divorced them. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا And definitely the command of Allah had to be fulfilled. مَا كَانَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ مِنْ حَرَجٍ فِي مَا فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَهُ There is no blame for the Prophet in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for him. سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ فِي الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِ This has been the rule of Allah, practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding those also who were before, all the messengers before you. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدْرًا مَقْدُورًا And definitely the commandment of Allah is a decree which is absolutely to be obeyed. الَّذِينَ يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ Those who convey the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ And keep fearing Him. وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ And don't fear anybody else except Allah. So, oh Muhammad, don't fear. What will they say? Let them say. But you have to do what we have ordained, what we have decided, so that this law, this adopted son's status, that should be finished once for all. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا And Allah suffices as the reckoner. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ Muhammad was not father of any of your men. Allah gave only daughters. The sons which he gave to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died in the very early age, infancy. So, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ He is not the father of any men amongst you. وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ He is the messenger of Allah. وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ And he is the last, he is the seal of the prophets. No prophet is yet to come after him. So if this wrong rule is not rectified now, who will rectify it? No other messenger is to come in this world. So finally, it had to be done by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا Oh, you who believe, remember Allah very much. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا And glorify Him in the evenings and mornings. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ It is He who sends down His blessings on you. As do his angels also. لَيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ So that he take you out from the darknesses into light. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا And he is very merciful for the believers. تَحَيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ سَلَامٌ Their salutation will be when they will meet him, their Lord, Salam. peace. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. And Allah has prepared for them a very generous reward. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. These are five, you know, positions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ, O Prophet, we have sent you, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ, number one, شَاهِدًا, to be witness over these people that you have conveyed to them the message that we sent to you. Number one, وَمُبَشِّرًا, and giver of the glad tidings to those who take to the right path. Number three, Naziran, warning those who reject you that for them hell is waiting. Number four, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ, and a caller towards Allah by His command. And number five, وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا, a luminous lamp which shows way and path to the people at night. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and give glad tidings to the believers. بِأَنَّ لَهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا, that for them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very big bounty. وَلَا تُطْعِ الْكَافِرِينَ, and don't obey these kafirin, these disbelievers, وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ, in the same way, don't pay any heed to these hypocrites. وَدَعْ هَذَاهُمْ, ignore their mischiefs. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, have your full faith and trust in Allah. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا, and definitely He is the best guardian. And He is sufficient as a guardian. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نَكَحْتُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ طَلَّقْتُمُوهُنَّ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَمَسُّوهُنَّ, O believers, when you marry some mu'min women, and then you want to divorce them, before you have to even touch them, فَمَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ عِدَّةِ, now you don't have the waiting periods to be binding on them, because you have not met. So there is no iddah. تَعْتَدُّونَهَا, that you are going to count, that this iddah should be finished and then she can marry anybody else. No. When you never touched her, so there is no iddah. You divorce and immediately she can marry another husband. فَمَتَّعُوهُنَّ, so now you give them something, some provisions. وَسَرِّهُنَّ سِرَاحًا جَمِيلًا, and then release them from your bond of marriage in a very goodly way. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَحْلَلْنَا لَكَ أَزْوَاجَكَ اللَّاتِي آتَيْتَ أُجُورَهُنَّ. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet, we have declared lawful for you your wives whom you have paid their doors. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ يَمِينُكَ مِمَّا أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And number two, those women whom your right hand possesses out of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you as prisoners of war. Number three, وَبَنَاتِ عَمَّكَ, the daughters of your uncles, وَبَنَاتِ عَمَّاتِكَ, and the daughters of your aunts, paternal aunts, وَبَنَاتِ خَالِكَ, and the daughters of your maternal uncle, وَبَنَاتِ خَالَاتِكَ, and the daughters of your maternal aunts, allati hajarna ma'aka, who have immigrated with you, wamra'atan, and also wamra'atan mu'minatan, any mu'min woman, any believing woman, in wahabat nafsaha, if she wants to give and dedicate herself to the service of Nabi, nafsaha din nabiyye, in aradan nabiyyo yansad kehaha, if Nabi also wants, the Prophet also wants, desires to wed her, okay, then she is also lawful. خَالِصَةً لَكَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, these concessions are exclusively for you, apart from the other believers. خَالِصَةً لَكَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا فَرَضْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِي أَزْوَاجِهِمْ, we very well know what we have ordained to all the mu'mineen, believers, regarding their wives, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ, and whatever their right hands possess, لِكَيْلَا يَكُونَ عَلَيْكَ حَرَجْ, so there should be no difficulty on you. You have to work as an administrator, as a ruler. So there are certain reasons why you should have more wives. So actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed all them, they are permissible. تُرْجِي مَنْ تَشَاءُ مِنْهُنَّ, you can set aside any one of them if you like. وَتُوِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, you can then take and her near to you again if you like. وَمَنِ اتَّغَيْتَ مِمَّنْ أَزَلْتَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكَ, and if you want to bring near to you whom you have set aside, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكَ, no blame over you. ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَن تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهُنَّ, this is very near and hopeful that their eyes will keep cool. وَلَا يَحْزَنَّ, and they will not grieve. وَيَرْضَيْنَ بِمَا آتَيْتَهُنَّ كُلَّهُنَّ and they will keep pleased with what you give all of them. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ Allah knows what is in your hearts. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَلِيمًا and verily Allah is knowing, forbearing. لَا يَحِلُّ لَكَ النِّسَاءُ مِنْ بَعْدُ but now this is full stop. Fifth year after Hijra. Now a full stop was put on the marriages of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you cannot marry any other woman. لَا يَحِلُّ لَكَ النِّسَاءُ مِنْ بَعْدُ After today, now no woman is permissible for you to marry. وَلَا تَبَدَّلَ بِهِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكَ وَلَا أَعْجَبَكَ حُسْنُهُنَّ Neither you can exchange that you divorce one and take somebody else as your wife. وَلَا أَعْجَبَكَ حُسْنُهُنَّ Although her beauty might please you. إِلَّا مَا مَلَكَتَ أَمَانُكَ The only exception will remain. Except those whom your right hand possesses. There can come, you know, after in the war, in booty. So there can be the you know, slave girls, but not any wife. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رَقِيبًا And verily Allah is ever watcher over everything. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ وَنَفَعَنِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِالْآيَاتِ وَذِكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ